Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler. Mr. McFadden is off taking his daughter to some event at school today.
But you can still expect
great things from us in this hour of the Good Day program. Lots of things that are going on in the world. Roberta, though, has her trusty report, and I would be interested to know what specifically we are going to hear more about in a few minutes, Madame.
Ooh, we have a deal on men's wedding bands that you will not believe, whether you're a June bride or you just want to give your man a gift. This is an unbelievable one. And we've got ways to jumpstart your diet this morning.
Yeah. Give the gift of life. Don't get married.
You're right.
Sometimes they work, but very rarely.
Jennifer, later in the hour, hour, has the details on the new 24 resurgence.
Yes, the new 24, some new shows coming to NBC, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, okay. So our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, Michael, see if you can find the audio for this. Even though the audio is good, you really should see it. Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, who was the first Canadian to walk in space, first Canadian to command the International Space Station, got ready to turn over command and come home by performing David Bowie's Space Oddity, Oddity, on the space station. He came home yesterday. This was a performance from Sunday. Again, there's good audio, but you really should see it. Crank it up, Mike. It's Chris Hadfield. In this space station.
Ground control to Major Tom. Lock your Soyuz hatch and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. From station and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
Anyway, I thought this was kind of cool. We'll play the whole thing later on.
Voice.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Especially considering that he's in zero gravity.
Yeah.
This is the kind of guy that NASA has needed. You know, someone who is very personable, who can really make the space program accessible to people and make it real for people.
Just making it real. Yes.
Right, making it real.
Those
videos he did were incredible.
Yeah. Right. So did you see them just now, or did you see them before? Have you seen these videos before?
I've seen them before, yeah.
All right.
We had one as a video of the day where he's explaining about water and space, what it looks like in space. Wasn't that him?
Was that the same guy? Kenny,
that's
what do you
what
know?
I thought.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Cool.
He's been up there since middle of December.
It's a long ride.
Yeah.
All right. How many times has he been around the horn, as it were? Some of the things that you need to know today. A lot of people are going to be talking about Angelina Jolie's announcement that she had a double mastectomy after learning she had a gene that significantly raised her risk of breast cancer. What's the story behind that story, Jen?
Well, she made the decision to have both of her breasts removed because she carried this gene. And this is a decision that I think a lot of women, and you know, Roberta, they struggle with this. If you know you have the gene, do you just automatically have your breasts removed to avoid the whole process? I know a couple of people who've done it myself in my personal life. And
would you do it?
I don't
Would
know.
You do it?
It's a
that's
good
a,
question.
That's a tough question.
I think I might. If I knew, like, for instance, Doug, you have really severe breast cancer going on in your family. This is something that your daughter could think about doing.
Mm-hmm.
Does it get to that point? I don't know. Roberta, what would you do? Because, you can have plastic surgery to rebuild yourself.
Well, you know, they said to her that she had an 87% risk.
It's a high number.
Right, yeah. That's a huge, huge number. So, you know, faced with odds like that, I'm thinking, yeah, probably I would do
it too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge number.
So how do you psych yourself up for this? A man doesn't understand what would go on. Again, the 87% risk factor, what does that do to your mind? What is Brad Pitt, who is the man in her life, what does he have to contend with? What does he have to do? What does he have to know? How does it get handled by the man? Because the support that you have in a circumstance like that seems to me to be the most important part of whether you're going to be successful mm-hmm. with the outcome of it.
I think she's lucky that she has a spouse to support her. And I think as a man, I think what you have to do is make sure that you make her feel beautiful regardless of what she decides to have done.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Not only do you make her feel beautiful, but you make her feel supported. I think if you have that trust mm-hmm. that a man isn't going to run from you, it makes it a lot easier because you're going to feel disfigured for a while. I think mm-hmm. you're going to feel different.
Especially, you know, for a woman like her, I mean, she is considered to be one of the most beautiful women in the world. And, you know, you look at her and you think, oh, the woman who has it all, she's got Brad Pitt, she's mm-hmm. got, you know, mm-hmm. a successful career, she's gorgeous, she's got these beautiful children. It's almost like a reality check again. You go, wow. You know,
everybody has something. And what's interesting yeah. here in the story is that she's also got a 50% risk of ovarian cancer, which is what, that's what killed her mother. Her mother died at age 56 from ovarian cancer.
So the story is actually in the op-ed page in the New York Times today. She said that she hoped that other women would find encouragement by her telling her story. She didn't want to keep it private. There are a lot of women who do not know that they might be living under this shadow of cancer. It's my hope that they, too, will be able to get gene tested, and if they have a high risk, they will know that they have strong options. So how do you? There's no way you can find fault with this.
No matter good how for you her being proactive. I think you have to do what you. I mean, especially she's got kids. You know, she wants to
and
be there.
And going public about it, I think, mm-hmm. is really an incredible thing.
888-302-3684. What would you do if you were put in that same position? I'd ask that question here. Maybe, Kenny, we could post it at Facebook and on Twitter. What would you do if you learned that this was your family's history? What would you do about it? Would you not want to wait until you got cancer? Wasn't there, like, Miss America, a contestant, Miss America, that said she had a problem, the same sort of problem, had mastectomy? Do I remember that?
Could have been. That sounds kind of familiar. You know, I just did the gene testing. I did genetic testing myself not too long ago. Was happy. They actually lock. You know, they give you all of your results, but they lock up breast cancer, mm-hmm. they lock up Alzheimer's, and they lock up Parkinson's.
Yeah. So what do you mean by lock up?
You have to actually go in and ask to get those results. You know what I mean? Because not everybody wants to know them, so they hide them, and then you just go in and open them. But they give you, like, this barrier of protection because not everybody wants to know about those big
things. Why would you do gene testing and not want to know? That makes no sense.
Some people
don't
want to
know, don't do gene testing.
Sharon Osbourne, didn't she do the same thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Same after she realized she had I'm looking at some of these other people here. Judy Blume, who is the fiction author mm-hmm. went through the same thing. Christina Applegate, the actress.
She actually had breast cancer and had to have the mastectomy.
Kathy Bates did the same thing in the fall mm-hmm. of last year.
Wow.
She'd been treated for ovarian cancer 10 years before. So this is not something that you take lightly. And you're right. In my family, it does concern me about my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But she's had all the tests and is keeping up with it. So you play the odds, I guess, much as anything else.
Exactly.
16 past the hour. Does it seem mundane if I go from talking about that to talking about thinning hair? Yeah, I don't think I want to do that right now. Let's take a moment or two. And then Roberta will update us on today's exciting Queen of Cheap opportunities for you that are listed, by the way, prominently on the homepage at DougStephan.com.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Get Set for Summer Sale starting Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Brought to you the Queen of Cheap Report, brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Get Set for Summer Sale, which will start tomorrow. Kohl's, we expect great things.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow, wow,
it's
wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, Roberski, what do we have that's hot?
Well, next month is June, so that means June brides. Or let's say you're just getting remarried. Or let's just say you just want to get a gift for your man. Or just say you just want a nice ring for yourself. Well, Amazon has this deal on stainless steel, tungsten, and titanium rings that will knock your socks off. Some of them are only a little tiny little penny. Now, you've got to pay shipping and handling, which is usually like between $5 or $6. But still, this is an incredible deal. If you're jump-starting your diet, you can get 3 free Atkins bars and a carb counter, absolutely free. We've got free Gillette samples for the guys and free Nescafe Taster's Choice coffee samples if you love coffee. If you got a Kindle, Amazon.com is going to give you $5. Just that's what they're doing. They're just giving you $5 to use on apps, games, whatever. Yeah. But you have to have a Kindle Fire, specifically the Kindle Fire. I got all excited yesterday because I have a Kindle, but I don't have the Kindle Fire. So if you have that, you can get $5 from Amazon. Bob Evans giving you a free breakfast. It's a buy one, get one free deal. Expires on the 24th of May, so you can grab that. And IHOP, they've got, I just put this in there because I love to say it. They're Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Can you say that? Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Rudy Tooty
Fresh and Fruity. Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Jennifer?
Very good.
Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. If you sign up for it, you get with this Rudy Tooty thing on your birthday at IHOP. I have no idea what it is, but I just like the way it sounds. And you'll find all of this at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com.
Yes, and right next to it is where supermarket guru Phil Lempert has posted every day things you need to know about what you can get and how you get them in the supermarket. Special focus today on spices and herbs. That sounds like a singing group, right? Peaches and herbs, spices and herbs.
Yeah.
Spices and herbs.
It's like the Spice Girls thing.
I love that.
And herbs.
Right. All right, so that's that story. I'm going to spend a minute talking. Thank you, Roberta. Jennifer has the television update in the next half hour. More about the rumors being solidified on 24 returning to Fox, how that's going to shape up. If you have thinning hair and it's a problem and you think about it more every day, as summer looms, lots of sun, lots of beach, lots of friends, lots of exposure. But if you have premature thinning hair, it means frustration, even embarrassment. This time, you can do something about it. Provia, natural hair thinning treatment, tackles the 3 main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and with brilliant results. With Provia, you can put thinning hair behind you safely, naturally. Imagine no more hair falling out in the sink, no more trying to hide that dreaded bald spot. Provia works for both men and women, perfectly safe for colored hair. Your mirror will tell you it's working, and of course, you'll get compliments from everybody around you. Results are guaranteed using Provia, or your money back. Call 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319, and order Provia. You get a free month supply. Mention Doug Steffen. And remember, it works in 3 months or your money back. Call right now, 800-525-8319 to fix that thinning hair naturally. 800-525-8319.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities.
Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Presenters, if you will, performers. Garrett Gardner here singing I Want It That Way, a well-known pop
Backstreet
song.
Backstreet Boys, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's crank it up, Michael, for a second.
Kind of cool, actually.
He's good.
Yeah. It's different, but good. Yeah. Adam didn't like the performance, but the other coaches disagreed with him, said that he was A-OK. So what is now, what's the system here, Jennifer? How do they move these people around? Who gets
it's all
stay?
It's all viewer voted now.
More viewer votes.
That's it, yeah.
All right. Okay. In this American Idol, you get the sore fingers. All right, let's move on to the next performer, Sarah Simmons, singing The Story. How's the elimination work here, Jennifer?
They get down to the two least highest vote getters, and then the one with the least amount of votes goes home.
All right. So there are, let's see, as I counted, 12, maybe 14 different performers here.
Yeah, there should be there should be 14 because two of them went home last week. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So did they run? They don't run this by the sweeps. Normally, May sweeps over a week from Thursday, and all the shows are done by then.
This is going to go a couple of weeks later, but it's going to be over in a couple of weeks. We're already in the. This is the semifinals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So what do we think of this? The coaches like it.
Love her voice all that much. I think she tries too hard to be like Adele.
Yeah, that's why I've sort of talked over it because it didn't do anything for me. All right, let's keep moving here. The Swan Brothers.
I do love them.
Who's going to fill their shoes this time?
Red-headed stranger. They're just so good.
The man in black. How old are they?
They're brothers, and they're probably in their mid to late 20s.
They're not twins.
No.
I would have guessed they were brothers. Hello, Swan Brothers.
Lord, I wonder who's gonna feel their shoes.
Coaches like their performance.
Who's gonna feel their shoes?
They sound very schooled, very trained.
They're not, though. That's what's so funny. They didn't do any training.
No, really.
But that the younger brother can get so high when he harmonizes. It's amazing.
I just find they have a professional sound to them.
They do.
Some of the other contestants don't have.
And they play instruments, which is really cool.
All right. So those are the Swan Brothers. Up next on The Voice last night, Sasha Allen singing Alone.
I like her a lot.
Another Adele sound-alike to me. Roberta, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't like her.
She doesn't sound like Adele, though. She sounds more like a Whitney Houston.
There we go. That fixes it right there. I don't like her.
I know. Her voice is very thin.
I don't do. She doesn't do anything for me. So far, none of these people are sending me. Next on the list is Josiah Hawley.
He's hot.
The man
just
can't
for the record,
moved.
I don't know if you've seen him, Roberta. He is hot.
Too young for Roberta.
Not that I judge him on that, of course.
That makes a difference. There's something to that.
Right.
I mean, he may sound miserable, but his voice is good, you know, or he looks good.
Turn
the sound down and just look at
them. Yeah, there you go. So I like Roberta doesn't waste any time. At 28 past the hour, our review of The Voice from last night here on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Coping with the loss of a pet. One of the most difficult times for a person is dealing with the loss of a loved one. For most people, the term loved one means a human friend or relative. If you're the guardian of a pet, then you realize that the term loved one has a much broader meaning. Everyone will react differently to the loss of a pet, and how your pet died and how old they are also important factors regarding how you're going to react. Grief, confusion, anger, guilt, and depression are all normal and typical reactions. Regarding anger, as with any loss, it's not uncommon for a person suffering the loss of a pet to find someone something to blame, even if that means blaming themselves. You know, it's very difficult saying goodbye to our best friend because the relationship is so close. A lot of people have family that they can count on, but very often friends and family don't understand the relationship of the pet and the pet guardian, and that often causes confusion and anger. So if you lose a pet and you don't have that support system, check with your local humane society. There are many, many societies now that offer courses and groups for people that lost their pet to get them through that bereavement counseling. It works. I'm Warren next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-HUG.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After the hour. Sorry to wake you up there.
Is your microphone shut off?
Hello?
That's the way I like it.
Anybody home?
Back to me in the studio.
33 after the hour. Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, so a lot of things going on. Richie's not here today. It's okay. We have real women on the program. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Two real women. The Supreme Court yesterday ruled in favor of Monsanto Chemical Company. It was a unanimous vote. 9 Supreme Court justices voted at issue whether Monsanto's patent on genetically modified soybean seeds prevents farmers from using seeds produced from planting these seeds to grow and harvest another crop. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of Monsanto, America's largest agricultural conglomerate. The Justice Elena Kagan delivered the opinion at issue whether they, with their patent on genetically modified soybean seeds, could prevent farmers from using the seeds produced from these seeds to grow and harvest another crop. I actually, in this circumstance, sort of understand the ruling, even though I can't stand, I despise Monsanto and what they stand for. In this circumstance, these people wanted to grow seeds that came from a patented, genetically modified Monsanto seed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can argue until the cows come home about, pardon the pun, about whether or not, because soybeans are good for cows, whether or not this was whether genetically modified seeds are good or not. I don't believe they are, but that isn't the issue. We weren't, you're not expecting a ruling on whether genetically modified foods are to be labeled. That's not the issue. The issue was, and this farmer's name is was Bowman. I'm trying to see what his first name is, and I can't find it. Anyway, he claimed that under the doctrine of patent exhaustion, he could use seeds that he had legally purchased from Monsanto for any use, including reproducing them. The justices rejected that defense, writing that while patent exhaustion confers on the purchaser or any subsequent owner the right to use or sell the thing as he sees fit, the doctrine leaves untouched the patent holder's ability to prevent a buyer from making copies of the patented item. My solution to this guy is that he get a 3D printer.
Exactly. Make his own.
Make your own seeds. I'm not being facetious about this, although it might sound like I'm being facetious. If you can do make a gun in a 3D printer,
you got
and make
it.
Car parts in a 3D printer, why the heck can't you make seeds in a 3D printer? You put the right components.
Seeds with that were, you know, modified and everything were sterile. That you could use them once, but they wouldn't reproduce themselves.
They are under certain circumstances sterile, and this is what is concerning a lot of people who grow. For example, I'm growing corn for my cows. It's an open pollinated seed. That is, it can be altered by anything that attacks or attaches mm-hmm. to it. So if I'm growing corn on one side of the street that's open pollinated, and on the other side of the street somebody's growing some genetically modified seed, the wind blows,
right.
I'm going to get the silk, the dust that comes from the silk is going to blow over and affect the silk and change the basic structure, the DNA, of my mm-hmm. corn. And that is something
aren't
that nobody
seeds,
is.
Though, by nature, if you're not, I mean, they're not, they're supposed to reproduce, really, aren't they?
They have, but genetically modified seeds.
They don't.
Have been modified to the point where you cannot regrow them. So, in some cases where they don't have...
Which
they
is
have,
why they're killing off all the bees, because the bees right. don't have nothing else to do.
Well, this is because what's in them, it kills the bees.
Right.
It isn't just that they don't have anything else to do, it's just what's there is bad. And so you've got all kinds of things that are conflicting here. In the judgment of the court, and why this works, and why I would have probably voted the same way that they did if I were on the Supreme Court. Can you imagine me on the Supreme Court? Ooh-wee.
No, you wouldn't look good in those wigs.
No, okay.
Wrong court? Oh.
Anyway, Judge Judy. Or now Gloria's got her own. Have you seen that? Gloria's got her own TV.
I know she does. I haven't
show.
Seen it, though.
I need to call her. She's such a character. Anyway, there's... how did I get that? I'm digressing. I want to go back to the issue of genetically modified foods and how this thing operates. You're right. I think it was Roberta who said, by definition, doesn't the way they produce them keep them from being reproduced? But they haven't been able to finitely make that work with all seeds, Roberta. So that means that sometimes this stuff can be reproduced. The thing that bothers me, this is like the government. This company is so big and so powerful that they have people going around checking on the farmers to see if they can catch them using the seeds. And if they do, in certain instances, I've seen, those of you who are farmers know, there have been dozens of these cases where Monsanto has sued the farmers and won and put the farmers out of business. They had the bankruptcy cases or the cases where there were lawsuits and the farmer lost. The courts take away his land and give the money, sell the land, give it to Monsanto. That's what you're dealing with. That's the kind of scum that you're dealing with when it comes to this sort of thing. So, at any rate, I don't know what to tell you other than in this circumstance the court is right about the issue. They didn't have to deal with whether genetically modified foods are legit, not legit, whether you should eat them or not eat them, whether they should be labeled or not labeled. That wasn't the issue. So I know you'd be surprised at me saying that, but that's the way I read it.
Anybody? Well, you have to look at the law as the law stands, right?
Yes, right, exactly. And the law here is not your... Not necessarily. Well, it's your friend if it's applied evenly. And the fact that all nine of them agreed on it, you got to figure there's something going on that's legit here. All right. Is it legit for the Department of Justice to seize phone records from reporters? Another bit of mud in the administration's eye because they don't look good here. Once again, if you believe in freedom of the press, Roberta, you should be all over this. The Department of Justice, without telling the president they were going to... See, this is, again, management stuff. Well, at least if you believe the president, I didn't know they were doing this, and I'm betting maybe he didn't know. Department of Justice, without warning or notice, seizes 2 months' worth of phone records from the Associated Press, and supposedly nobody knows why. But I think the story behind the story there is that the there's a leak someplace, isn't there? Isn't that what the story is? The White House, they're trying to find where who the leaker is. Who is the person talking to the Associated Press?
That we don't know. But what they did is that the Department of Justice went in and they went through and took 2 months' worth of phone records from the AP, which is hundreds of reporters' names, sources' names, everything. Now, they don't know exactly who did that order. AP didn't know it was happening when it was happening, but somebody did it. And I think that's the question, is who issued that? Because it's clearly a violation of the protection of the press. Freedom of the press.
Would seem that way.
Wouldn't you think?
I would have thought.
I think so.
Yeah.
That would scare me.
And the fact that the administration didn't know that the IRS was going after those Tea Party groups and the Patriot groups. Who's running the ship here?
And that's the thing. Everybody seems to be pointing in different directions.
Right. And this is bad.
And this is so not a Republican-Democrat thing. I mean, people are saying, you know, George Bush appointed this guy. Well, no, he didn't know about
George
it. It was Cincinnati.
Bush was
it was like
the worst manager. There's no worse manager in the history of the country than George Bush other than this
guy. People doing that, though, are just trying to cover up the fact that it was done. I mean, we need answers on all these things. It's just bizarre. Gosh. You were saying, Ken, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying. Well, I'm just saying that the IRS is a mess, and the left hand there doesn't know what the right hand's doing. Jennifer, you had talked about putting in a flat tax, and that would solve all of this mess.
A lot of the mess.
Just get rid of them.
But and you know they do this thing on purpose where they're. You just said the left doesn't try to talk to the right, but they do that on purpose. I think so they can get away with these sorts of things. There's always a fall guy.
Right.
There's always somebody. If somebody gets caught,
can
blame somebody else.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, that's that story at any rate. 17 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? La 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 la. La la la.
You okay?
In case you haven't heard, 24 will be back on television. Jennifer has that story for us in a few moments. Now let me tell you the story about Dr. Martin Ginniger, who has been a dental university professor, leading oral health researcher. For the last 25, 30 years, he knows from whence he speaks. I'm going to the dentist tomorrow and work on, this is my smile so much, it's just there's a little hole in the back of one of my teeth and it's in a bad place and needs to get fixed. And that comes from wanting to go to the dentist and take care. You need to take care of your teeth. They are a valuable asset. And one of the things you can do is take care of not only you get stuff on your teeth. And by the way, the wine, the coffee, the acid in these things start eating away at the enamel on your teeth. So you don't want to have that stay there. That's why you want to use power swabs to clean all of that off and keep not only yourself with a beautiful smile, but because your teeth don't like that sort of thing eating away at the enamel, you want to clean it off. And that's where power swabs come in. This is a very, very important announcement for those of you who have tried whitening your teeth with lots of different things and your gums become sensitive because you use those trays or you use like sandpaper toothpaste or other things that just don't work and they can harm you. Discover what I've discovered. This power swab method works in 5 minutes. You can call now for your risk-free supply, by the way, 800-865-7602. Do yourself a favor. Call 800-865-7602 and test it yourself. Yep, you'll pay for it and then use it and then be happy or not. If you're not happy, you get your money back. That simple, that easy. Clinically proven power swabs come to you risk-free. Work on bonding, veneers, caps, crowns, 800-865-7602. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get 50% off the retail price. 800-865-7602.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
There was 56 channels and nothing on. All right, lots is on. In case you haven't heard, the 24 story is explained in detail at DougStefan.com today. Jen, what's the story behind and between the lines?
The story is that God is good, Doug.
Yes, that's probably right.
And so are the people at Fox. Fox officially announced yesterday that 24 will be returning next year, May 2014. It'll be a 12-episode limited run series. Kiefer Sutherland has signed on. Howard Gordon will executive produce again. And what they're talking about at the up front is that 24, they said, only had 12 key points, okay, during the 24-episode season. So what this little miniseries will be is those 12 key points, and they'll just skip around these other things. So you may jump ahead by an hour or two in between episodes, but it'll still be a 24-hour period, even though there are only 12 episodes. Kind of makes sense?
Really? I wonder if they'll do some two-hour things.
I don't know. I think right now it looks like it's going to be hour-long episodes, 12 episodes at a total. But they also opened up the possibility yesterday that it could go back to a regular 24 series season, depending on how this little mini-series goes.
Well, but see, that's the thing. There was enough support for it, and they wanted to go out when they supposedly were at their best. But there's plenty of support for this show. So it'll be interesting. I'm going to send Mary Lynn an email and see what she knows.
Yeah, she's got to be back, too, I'm sure.
Of course, they have to.
Chloe,
the show doesn't work
back
without her. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do we have?
Also yesterday at the upfronts, the executives over at the Fox Network were talking about American Idol, and they talked about the ratings decline because the show is kind of old. So they said that next year they're going to make some creative changes. They alluded to the fact that it'll be three judges again, and it looks like they're going to all be new judges, even though the guy at Fox didn't really make that clear. But they're also going to stop doing the boy and girl thing, and just they're going to start judging people just on their vocal ability instead of putting them into man versus woman type situations like they did this season. NBC yesterday released trailers for upcoming new fall programming, including The Michael J. Fox Show, Welcome to the Family with Mike O'Malley, Mary McCormick, and Ricardo Chavira. You'll remember him from Desperate Housewives. Sean Saves the World, starring Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. Dracula, starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, and The Blacklist, starring James Spader. Also, NBC is revamping Ironside. I thought you'd be excited about that, Dougie.
Who's going to star in that?
Blair Underwood.
Oh, all remember that was a discussion topic last year.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. I know. So it's coming back. It's a go.
And Jay Leno goes out on the
February 6th when the Olympics start, and then Jimmy Fallon takes over,
over to
February 24th.
Jay Leno by February 15th next year over on Fox.
You 50, think?
51 after.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Here on the Good Day program with three, not one, not two, but three exciting new crowdfunding success stories. And we have that information on Startup America News. He also shares a media insider secret to help anybody thinking of starting a new business with crowdfunding here.
All right, let's jump right into Startup American News, crowdfunding success stories. Let's take a look at three new crowdfunding success stories from the crowdfunding portal known as Indiegogo. First, we have the Jam Stick, and that is reportedly a red stringed instrument, real frets, turn your iPad into a real instrument. This is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is making music more accessible than ever before. Learn, play, create. Don't just play guitar, play music. Now, this company has already raised $132,791, 133% of the money they were trying to raise through crowdfunding. They have 14 days left. Next, we have the Baker Stove, an energy-efficient cook stove for the developing world. And this is also on Indiegogo. This comes out of Nairobi, Kenya, because crowdfunding is like the Olympics. It's a worldwide sport. The stove is called a truly sustainable, efficient cook stove that allows its users to improve their health. Okay, and third, and finally, the third crowdfunding success story of the day, Blue Bee, a lost and found in your pocket. Tap the power of the crowd to find your lost objects and protect your most precious valuables, such as your smartphone or your keys. So there you have our three crowdfunding success stories. And now we're going to talk about how these brilliant entrepreneurs are doing their startups and how you can participate by starting with an exciting new tool I'm going to tell you about right now. My guest today is going to help us learn how better to do your crowdfunding story and really reach out to the community, talk about what it is you have to offer, because, you know, that's what crowdfunding is. It's all about storytelling. It's about contact either a group or an individual. Tell them your story and engage them in the process. Somebody today is probably in the process of launching a brand new billion-dollar company somewhere in the world because of crowdfunding. We don't know who it is or what they're doing, but that is what's happening in the most exciting new arena in small business. So to help me talk about telling your story online through audio and video is Lawrence Nathan, son of Engager. Lawrence, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Tell me all about Engager now. How's that work?
We are all very constricted by time today, and the notion with Engager is that we deliver short vignettes we call modules. These modules are no longer than about 30 seconds each. And you have an interactive conversation when you are using Engager. So you watch the first module, and from that module, you get to choose where you want to go next. Kind of like the choose your own adventure stories.
Now, when it comes to crowdfunding, I recently interviewed the COO of Indiegogo, one of the biggest crowdfunding portals out there. And she told me that people who use a web video in their crowdfunding campaign raise 110% more money than people who don't.
Well, Mike, what you're referring to is the part of our platform where you can send out a rich text or HTML email to invite people to watch your pitch. And you know, when you look at the average number of clicks from an email to a website or to video, the average number is 3.2%. The number of people that click through from an Engager email is 34%, versus as I say, the average, which is 3.2% for an average email.
Well, there you have it, folks. If you're thinking of doing a crowdfunding campaign to start a new business or launch a product, I've been talking with Lawrence Nathanson of Engager about this great new storytelling tool. Engager is spelled ENGAJER.com.
Bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.